Have you guys not seen that? Huge. Anyway, so there's this thing with mystery boxes that I started feeling like compelled. Then there's a thing of like mystery in terms of imagination, the withholding of information, you know, doing that intentionally is much more engaging, whether it's like the shark in Jaws. If Spielberg's, you know, mechanical shark Bruce had worked, it would not have been remotely as scary. You would have seen it too much. In Alien, they never really show the alien, terrifying. Even in a movie like, you know, like a romantic comedy, The Graduate, they're having that date, remember, and they're in the car, and it's loud, and so they put the top up, and they're in there. You don't hear anything they're saying. You can't hear a word, but it's the most romantic date ever, and you love it, because you don't hear it. So to me, there's that. And then finally, there's this idea, and stretching the sort of paradigm a little bit, but the idea of the mystery box, meaning what you think you're getting, then what you're really getting. And it's true in so many movies and stories. I mean, you look at E.T., for example. E.T. is this, you know, unbelievable movie about what? It's about an alien who meets a kid, right? Well, it's not. E.T. is about divorce. E.T. is about a heartbroken divorce, crippled family, and ultimately this kid who can't find his way. Die Hard, right? Crazy, great, fun, action-adventure movie in a building. It's about a guy who's on the verge of divorce. He's like showing up to L.A., tail between his legs. There are great scenes, maybe not the most amazing dramatic scenes in the history of time, but pretty great scenes. There's a half an hour of investment in character before you get to the stuff that you're, you know, expecting. When you look at a movie like Jaws, the scene that you expect, we have the screen, these are the kind of, you know, scenes that you remember and expect from Jaws. And she's being eaten, there's a shark. The thing about Jaws is it's really about a guy who is sort of dealing with his place in the world, with his masculinity, with his family, how he's gonna, you know, make it work in this new town. This is one of my favorite scenes ever, and this is a scene that you wouldn't necessarily think of when you think of Jaws, but it's an amazing scene.